Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. It is 2:38. I'm Lisa Dent. On the phone, Representative Mike Halpin. He represents the 72nd District. Tell everybody what towns you rep, Mike.
So it's basically the Quad Cities, Rock Island, Moline, East Moline, and Silvis, and a couple of smaller towns around them.
And the smaller towns in Illinois have really been hit hard. I see so much poverty once you get outside of any metropolitan area, and obviously Chicago being the biggest, but if you look at Peoria or, you know, Rock Island or, you know, even Rock Falls, once you get into those rural areas, there's very little to sustain these towns. And when I read that 20 years ago, the United States produced 40% of the world's microchips and that the market share has shrunk to 13% worldwide, I was enthusiastic about what is happening and how you're trying to lure those businesses back to Illinois. So tell everybody about it.
Yeah, so, you know, for the past several decades, we've been seeing, especially rural Illinois, see companies outsource their operations overseas. And what I think we've seen over the past two or three years with the pandemic is that that's really been hurting our supply lines as global trade slows down. And it's cut off. You know, we're in a position where we need supplies and products, and we're not making them here anymore. And so I think we introduced, along with Senator Hilton over in the, Senator Glowiak over in the Senate, a bill that would provide a tax incentive for companies to bring those jobs back over here to the United States and specifically to Illinois.
And that's what the critics will say. Taxes are too high. Businesses are leaving. How much incentive does it take to get them to come back or to actually start a business like this in Illinois?
Yeah, so depending on what the size of the expansion or the new opportunity is, it can be up to actually 100% of the income taxes paid on behalf of those new employees. So it's 75% of income tax withholdings to those new employees for any business, and it goes up to 100 if it's located in an underserved areas with high poverty and high unemployment.
So Asia produces 70% of the world's microchips, and when it comes to aerospace and defense, Asia produces 90%, and as we know, they don't have the criteria that we have as far as taking care of their workers or paying what they should pay. So how do we compete against that? Is that enough incentive?
You know, I'm hopeful that it is. And that combined with the idea that, you know, putting things overseas is a risk that you're not going to be able to serve the customers that you want to be able to serve. And this is these are microchips that go into almost every conceivable product we use on a day-to-day basis, whether it's the vehicles we drive, the phones that we use, our computer systems. They're essential products, and we need to make sure that we can rely on those products to be here in the United States. So I think that in itself is worth making sure that you're paying workers what they deserve and making sure you're following safety guidelines and all the rest.
And this is something that has worked for Ohio?
Yeah, I believe that they recently got an operation, and I think they had a state tax incentive. And it's really, our bill is designed to kind of dovetail with what the federal government hopes to do over the next several months. I know the current administration is looking to push incentives for microchip and semiconductors, and we want to make sure that Illinois is able to offer something in addition to that to try to bring those jobs here.
And is the timing right? Because after the pandemic and most of us see car lots that are still fairly empty, or we need a piece for our car or for something. And even last week, I need a new something for the latch and the back of my car. And they're like, well, it's probably on a boat coming from somewhere. So you're just going to have to wait a while. And that's really the response that most consumers have been met with. And I think that this is the time that people are like, okay, we need to do something. Is that what prompted this, or were you working on it for the past few years?
You know, this is the current situation has really brought matters to a breaking point. You know, I've been advocating, 20 years ago, I worked for a congressman in Western Illinois that was advocating for keeping these jobs here and not sending them overseas in the first place, with that kind of warning alarm saying, you know, we're not going to be able to buy the things that we need, and we're going to be dependent on other countries and other circumstances to get those products. What we're seeing with the pandemic is that those just-in-time inventory systems that companies have been transitioning to, there are vulnerabilities there, and it's time. This is now the perfect time to reevaluate and try to decide how to best to bring those jobs back over to the United States and right here in Illinois.
Are you familiar with a company called Methode?
I'm not, actually.
Okay, well, they had a place in Western Illinois, and, you know, the towns around that plant would have three or four grocery stores and restaurants, and they moved to Mexico. Now those towns have one gas station, if they're lucky. And so I think that when we get outside of Chicago and we get outside of the collar counties, we kind of are unaware of how much poverty exists in this state. But it looks like you're going to try and entice some of this business to come into the collar counties. Am I correct about that? Or are you looking at trying to get people employed throughout the entire state?
It's really throughout the entire state. The, you know, things like the existing EDGE tax incentive have been helpful, even in areas downstate. And we're trying to direct it to those areas that are most underserved. And even though downstate has seen declines in the past, we still have the infrastructure. We still have educational opportunities and a skilled workforce that can put people to work. And we can get those products anywhere in the country from anywhere here in the middle of Illinois.
Well, thanks for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. I hope that this works. I hope it's incentive enough that we can get some of these businesses to start building, you know, plants and creating microchips here.
I do as well. I think it's best for our economy, for our security, and just for our overall well-being.
Representative Mike Halpin, 72nd District. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. Howard Tolman, my favorite entrepreneur, is going to join us next, but first to check on weather and traffic.